Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair.
Alrighty.
Kate's Plant Rant Special Patreon Edition. R.I.P. Herbert the Fern. We barely knew ye.
Okay, so one point I'd like to make about this storyline is that, yes, maidenhair ferns are notoriously finicky and will turn up their roots and die at any given moment.
Yes, I can back that up because I love a fern. I think they're beautiful. And every few years, especially when I first moved out of home, I'm like, I'm going to get a beautiful plant for my house. And I would always pick a fern because they were pretty and they would always immediately die.
Yeah.
So, I've seen many a dead fern in my wake.
But my sister has one that is absolutely flourishing.
What's her secret?
Wow, yeah, I thought I'd pump up for information. So the thing is, so she's got it in her bathroom and her bathroom has no windows, but it does have a skylight. And so it doesn't get any direct light, but it's really bright in there. Also, her house has no central heating, so it's not going to get baked periodically. Also, being a bathroom, quite humid in there. And I asked her for her advice on top of that, and she said, don't leave it with a tray full of wet water. You need to lightly water it.
Well, that's why Clive did have the mister, which was helpful.
And I guess that's what the deal was with the daily watering in the earlier, you know, Herbert storyline, that they probably had to go over there and just kind of it a few times and then do that daily. But yeah, when I was telling my sister that this was a neighbours related question, I was like, Jane killed Clive's maidenhair fern this week. Yes, Clive and Jane from the 80s, they're dating now.
And they're doing plant storylines.
And she goes, big mistake.
The dating or the fern situation?
I didn't ask, but I can only assume killing a fern is going to kill your relationship. It was a pretty big plant too.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But can it be killed in like 8 hours?
Well, what was the excuse that she left the heater up? Was that the...
She turned it up. So the heater has to be at 18 degrees or something, which I often have my heater at 18 degrees.
That's hot for overnight for me. Like I pump it down to like 15 because, you know, I'm a Derriduna. I don't need it that hot.
Well, I'm still in the newborn, like since baby Dr. Carl, I'm still like, he's going to get cold. So I'm always trying to pump it up.
Oh, you need the TOG 3 sleeping bag.
So... 18, but I felt it was weird that Nicolette was running around with a jumper going, I'm cold, it's 18 degrees. I'm like, hun, that's fine. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so Jane, in an effort to hurry him back to his house, because.
Also, I think I ran hot when I was pregnant anyway, because like you have more blood running through your system.
It's all a blur. I can't remember. But. So she wants Clive to hurry home because those little bitches, Chloe and Nicolette, are being such brats and like whinging about every little thing that he's doing.
Yeah.
And Jane has had enough of it and doesn't want conflict. So she thought she'd bump up the thermostat to make the fern wilt a little bit. And so he'd go, I better take it home. And instead, she's killed it.
Yeah.
But if I feel like, are they like goldfish? Can you kill them that quickly?
Well, I can see, like, I just know from plants in the garden that they can have, like, a bad day copping some afternoon sun and 40-degree heat and they just never really recover from it. So possibly, yes, it could die like that.
Still looked green to me. That's probably why. I'm terrible, by the way. I'm not a green thumb. So to me, I'm like, look, there's still hope for Herbert.
I mean, normally they die from having, like, rotting roots. So who knows? Oh, well. R.I.P. Herbert. I feel bad because my car is also called Herbie, so it was triggering to hear about the death of Herbert.
It was a little bridge too far for me when they were at Harold's having like a wake, like having like a debrief about it, and then they're involving Paul and David. Like, let's talk about my dead fern. I'm like, guys, they're having their own breakfast. They don't need this.
And then Jane turned up with her peace lily offering.
Yeah.
Which I have to say, I looked at it and I thought, oh, she's got an aspidistra. But so I was a bit disappointed to find out it was a peace lily instead.
So was I. First I thought it was mother-in-law's tongue, which is the only plant I can keep alive with no fuss.
You got to love that, the common yeah. name for that, you know, being mother-in-law's tongue, because they're like really rigid and pointy. Yeah.
I don't think it was good enough, a peace lily. Like, that's not a match. You don't replace a fern with a peace lily. That's apples and oranges.
Go down to Garden World and buy him an equivalent sized maidenhair fern, Jane.
Now, you know where she went to Sonia's nursery. That's where she went.
Go to a decent nursery. It's not that far from Ramsey Street. I think it's just down Springvale Road. Anyway, but also that from the sound of Clive's new bathroom, he probably had a home for it planned. That bathroom could have been completely planned around Herbert.
Probably was.
Oh, and it, oh my God, I'm so excited for him getting a Japanese toilet as well. My God, amazing.
Living the dream. You'd be great over at Clive's place. What do you think about Chloe and Nick acting like little princesses? Like they can't handle a house guest.
But was it Chloe really, or was it Nicolette?
But it was Nicolette, but Chloe was with her every step. Like,
yeah, ugh, but Chloe, so as we discover, you know, elsewhere during this week, she's like in this weird kind of codependent relationship with her.
Okay, yeah, let's jump over to the pod because I need to get my teeth into that one.